Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of entering into our covenant of victory. We've seen from Exodus 17, verse 15, where Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner of victory, because Joshua had discomfited Amalek and the people with the edge of the sword, and God had given them a great victory. Jehovah Nissi, the covenant-keeping name of the Lord, our banner of victory, shows that you and I have a covenant of victory that we can enter into. We talked about John 16:33, where Jesus said, "Be of good cheer," or "of good courage. I have overcome the world." The word overcome, nakao, which means to conquer. And it's in the perfect tense, expressing things that were completed and have a lasting effect. That means that Jesus conquered the world and it had a continuing effect in his life. And you and I can conquer the enemy in the world and have a lasting effect in us as well. We saw in Luke 4:18 where Jesus preached the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of Jubilee, and we see that he is the fulfillment of that because he stood up and said that this is fulfilled in your ears this day. And in Leviticus 25, we see that the year of Jubilee occurred every 50 years, and on the 50th year, they proclaimed liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants. Everyone could return to his possession, his family, and he no longer was under bondage, and everything was restored to him. Well, Jesus is now our Jubilee. Now we have liberty in Jesus Christ, and we can experientially enter into the covenant of victory and see every promise be manifest again in our life. Ephesians 1:3 says we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says that all the promises of God are yea and in him amen. And in Romans 8:31, the Bible says, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" The enemy will not be able to be successfully against us if we're born again and walking in fellowship with the Lord. In Romans 8, verse 35, it speaks of the who is the devil who tries to separate us from the love of Christ. But in verse 37, it says, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." We know that our enemy, Satan, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. If we don't give place to him, he won't be able to work against us. And what's going to give us the victory to enter into this covenant victory? It is our faith. 1 John 5:4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh or conquers the world. And this is the victory that overcometh or conquers the world, even our faith. Remember that you have the faith of Jesus Christ the day you got born again. You have the same spirit of faith, and you are to work your faith with power as we live by the power of God. And 1 John 4:4 says, "You're of God, little children, and have overcome," or "have conquered them." Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. As you allow the Lord to manifest himself through you, as you work your faith with power, you will experientially enter into the covenant of victory, and you will conquer the enemy underfoot. 1 Corinthians 15:57, "But thanks be unto God," literally it says, "who is giving unto us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And in 2 Corinthians 2:14, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." Those are present tense verbs indicating that it is a continuous repeated action of him leading and guiding us into victory and triumph, and we can always triumph to enter into the covenant of victory. Remember 2 Corinthians 10:4, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty or powerful through God to the pulling down, to the demolishing and destruction of the strongholds or fortresses of the enemy. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us, we condemn it." God's given us authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us if we meet the conditions of taking the authority. Remember, the word "hurt" is in the subjunctive mood, indicating it's conditional, depending upon us taking our authority over the power of the enemy. Now, we talked about Colossians 1:13. We've been delivered out of the authority of darkness, translated into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And as we are now in the position in the kingdom of ruling and reigning, we are to experientially enter into it using our authority that has been delegated unto us so we can experientially enter into the covenant of victory. Remember, the centurion was a man under authority and then in authority over the soldiers. He saw that Jesus was under authority to the Father in heaven and in authority over sickness and disease and all the evil spirits, and that authority was released through words. You and I must be under authority to the Father in heaven, and then as we operate in our authority, we speak words, taking dominion and authority over the devil, sickness, disease, and all of his works to see the victory come forth in our life. We saw in Luke 11:21, the strong man arm keeps his palace, and strong man means the mighty one, and that speaks of the enemy Satan. But when a stronger, same word in the Greek, or a mightier one comes upon him and conquers him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divides his spoils. That shows that the mightier one is Jesus, and he's going to conquer the mighty one who is Satan and see him be put underfoot, and we're going to carry off the victory. In Luke chapter 16, verse 16, here it says, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. That word biazo means to use force and violence. You and I, brought into the kingdom, the rule and the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, are going to press our way into ruling and reigning over the enemy with force and violence as we use the mighty weapons of warfare. In Matthew 11:12, from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of the heavens, it says literally, suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. The violent are those who are forceful and violent. Same word, biazo. That means that we're going to use God's might and his power and with violence and force, engaging in warfare to enter into the victory in the heavenlies. Because remember, Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. In Numbers chapter 32 and verse 20, here's where Moses said to them, if you will do this thing, if you will go armed before the Lord to war, and will all of you go armed over Jordan before the Lord, until he's driven out his enemies from before him, and the land be subdued before the Lord, then afterward you shall return and be guiltless before the Lord and before Israel, and his land shall be your possession before the Lord. This type applies to us because you and I are to put on the whole armor of God and engage in warfare and drive the enemies out. And he said, afterward you shall return and be guiltless before the Lord, meaning that if they did not overcome their enemies, they were guilty before the Lord, and they would not possess the land. As they were obedient and entered into the warfare and drove out their enemies, they were guiltless before the Lord and possessed the promises. You and I are responsible to put on the whole armor of God and use the authority delegated to us. If we don't, we are guilty before the Lord. We must be guiltless before him because we're going to war the good warfare and we're going to possess our promises in our life. In Numbers 32, verse 29, it speaks of every man armed to battle before the Lord and the land would be subdued before them. As you and I enter into the battle with the armor of God on, we are going to subdue the enemies underfoot. And when we talk about subdue, we're talking about conquering and bringing into subjection to the point that the spirit of resistance is broken, that the enemy is conquered so completely that he is put underfoot and cannot arise. In Deuteronomy chapter 9 and verse 3, the Bible says, understand therefore this day, the Lord thy God is he which goeth forth over before thee as a consuming fire. He shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face, and you'll drive them out and destroy them quickly. God has given the enemy into our hands, and he tells us to drive them out and destroy them quickly. That's why you want to engage in spiritual warfare against your enemies continually until you enter into the total victory. In order to do this, they smote the enemies and subdued them continually in area after area of the land, enemy after enemy. In Judges chapter 3 and verse 30, it says, Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest for 80 years. In Judges 4:20, 23, God subdued on that day the king of Canaan before the children of Israel. And in Judges 8:28, Midian was subdued before the children of Israel, and they had quietness or peace for 40 years. In Judges 11:33, they smote the enemies with a very great slaughter, and the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. In 1 Samuel 7, verse 13 and 14, the Philistines were subdued, came no more into the coast of Israel, and it says that the cities that the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel. That speaks of the areas where the enemy has stolen from you being restored to you. And they said that they delivered Israel out of the hands of the Philistines, and there was peace between the Israel and the Amorites. In 2 Samuel 8, verse 1, it says, David smote the Philistines and subdued them. And in 1 Chronicles 17, 10, he said, moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies. In Psalms 81, in verse 13 and 14, the Bible says, oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. God has given you authority, and he wants you to experientially enter into the covenant of victory. In Jeremiah 1:10, he says, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, as well as to build and to plant. You and I have authority to root out, pull down, destroy, and throw down the enemies in the heavenlies. In Hebrews 11:33, who through faith subdued kingdoms. Your faith is going to subdue the enemies underfoot. Joshua 1:3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I've given it unto you. And then in verse 6 through 9, we see it goes on and tells them to be strong and of a good courage. Keep the word in their mouth. Keep the word meditating before them. Do the word consistently. He commanded them to be strong and of a good courage, that the Lord would go forth and fight the battles and they would win the victory. You know, in 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 1 through 8, here's the situation where David and his men were gone, and they came to Ziklag, and they found that the city was burnt with fire, and that their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive by the enemy. All the people were very upset, they were very grieved, and the people even spake of stoning David because of what had happened to all their sons and daughters. But in verse 6, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. That shows you the fact that he knew he had a covenant of victory with the Lord. Instead of getting discouraged and down, instead he encouraged. That means taking courage in. He had confidence in the Lord. And then in verse 8, he came in the presence of God, and David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue. And pursue means to run after with hostile intent, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Have you had the enemy steal from you? If he's stolen from you physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, socially, in some aspect, God wants you to get after your enemies and drive them out of every area of your life. You're going to overtake them without fail. You are going to recover all, and you are going to enter in experientially into the covenant of victory that God has given unto you. And remember Romans chapter 16 and verse 20, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The word bruise really means to break in pieces or to crush. God will break in pieces and crush Satan under your feet shortly. As you do what the word says, using your authority and driving out the enemies in every area of your life, experientially entering into the covenant of victory that belongs to you in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to invite you to Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, where we teach the uncompromised Word of God, scripture after scripture, subject after subject, displaying all of the scriptures by video for you to see. We also minister deliverance and healing continually until you are set free. Service times are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.